Finding a job is work. Just talk to the unemployed and those helping them. Brian Covey is with Forward Service Corporation. It's a private nonprofit employment training agency.
I've heard a number of our customers say that finding a job is a heck of a lot harder than ever working.
Job seekers often have to learn computer skills just to reach out to employers who may or may not be hiring. Jim Polinski lives in Oneida County. He's been unemployed for a year.
Home Depot's cut back. We're losing JCPenney's. We're going to be losing a furniture store downtown. Davenport Street in downtown Rhinelander looks like a ghost town. There's no businesses on it anymore.
In many parts of the state, the number of job seekers is often far greater than the positions available. Lori Mullins is a Dane County social worker.
The job market is very cruel right now. It's not a kind place to be. And to have to apply for a number of jobs over and over and over and to be rejected, it's painful.
Take James Van Gordon. The 57-year-old Madison man has submitted hundreds of applications over the last 27 months. He hasn't been picky. He's determined to get work, no matter what it takes.
There was an ad in the paper. I called for it, and it was cleaning out porta-pots. I worked on a dairy farm. It doesn't get any grosser than that.
Despite his willingness to work, he didn't get the job. He has experience in construction, restaurant cooking, and logging.
I mean, I've done it all. The guy says, well, how much experience? I said, well, I'm a jack of all trades, but ace of none. Now, you put me in a kitchen, I will dazzle you. I mean, I am an incredible chef.
Van Gordon's long-term unemployment or emergency benefits have run out. 55-year-old Jim Polinski still has benefits as long as he goes to school, but the former machinist worries about the future.
What am I supposed to do at my age? You know, it's really hard. You know, if I lose my employment, I may be homeless.
Adding to the stress is the fact the deck seems stacked against those who may need a job the most. Again, Brian Covey, who works at a job employment agency.
Statistically, you look at the numbers, and for the long-term unemployed, their chances of finding a job the further out they get drop dramatically.
And the longer people go without a job, the tighter money becomes. This can create more roadblocks to getting a job. People who can't pay the phone bill have a hard time contacting employers. Those without a car may not be able to get to an interview. Covey says there are public-private support programs to overcome these obstacles. One involves the State Department of Transportation.
We have one in Wausau that helps people repair vehicles or a vehicle purchase loan, and that's for anybody who is at 200% or less of the federal poverty level.
Like other job centers around Wisconsin, Dane County has been able to have some on-site hiring. This has allowed social worker Lori Mullins to see something that's hard to forget.
Different employers come in to do the interview, hire on spot, and the look on people's faces when they've been able to get a job, even if it's a temporary job, even if it's low wage.
She calls it an amazing transformation as people get reconnected to work. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.